Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Warm weather blankets the region tonight, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and cool breezes in Jerusalem. Haifa enjoys a mild evening, perfect for stepping outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Netanyahu claims Israel's strikes on Iran have prevented mass death, according to Ynet earlier today. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports that IDF and Mossad officials oppose the emerging Iran nuclear deal, pushing for continued sanctions. Also this hour, the Times of Israel notes mixed reactions to the U.S.-Iran deal, with concern in Israel, optimism in Iran, and relief in Lebanon. Separately, Forward highlights how the Iran war ended negatively for both the U.S. and Israel, despite a looming peace agreement. And finally, Axios reports that Iran has fired missiles at Israel for the first time since the ceasefire, threatening to reignite conflict. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, shared footage just minutes ago of an Iranian press TV correspondent seemingly hit by shrapnel in southern Lebanon. Eyal Yacobi posted earlier today about ongoing ceasefire violations by Hezbollah, detailing numerous rocket and UAV launches since the truce began. The Times of Israel shared that a Knesset panel voted to grant immunity to Gottlieb for exposing the identity of a Shin Bet officer. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Netanyahu defended Israel's actions in striking Iran. He claims these actions have significantly delayed Iran's nuclear threat. Ynet reported his defense amidst criticism over a potential U.S.-Iran agreement. For Israeli citizens, this underscores the ongoing tension surrounding national security. Turning to the opposition from IDF and Mossad officials regarding the Iran nuclear deal, the Jerusalem Post reveals their concerns about the deal's failure to address missile and proxy threats. This opposition signals potential diplomatic hurdles as negotiations proceed. Meanwhile, as the U.S.-Iran deal unfolds, the Times of Israel notes contrasting regional reactions. Israelis express anxiety over security, while Lebanese residents return to previously abandoned areas. For Iranians, the deal could bring long-awaited economic relief. In related news, Forward discusses the negative outcomes of the Iran war for both Israel and the U.S. Despite the grand ambitions at the start of the conflict, the emerging peace agreement highlights significant setbacks. This affects future diplomatic and military strategies in the region. And finally, Axios reports on Iran's missile launch against Israel, the first since the ceasefire. This development risks derailing peace talks and could lead to renewed hostilities. For civilians, this increases uncertainty and fear of a return to violence. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports SailPoint acquired Israeli cyber startup Entro Security for $200 million. This acquisition aids SailPoint in securing non-human identities, a growing market. Separately, Ynet Business discusses the global protein craze leading to a whey shortage. High demand from various sectors has driven prices upward, impacting consumers and producers alike. And finally, Walla Business shares that Rafael has partnered with Germany's Reflex to develop next-generation spy satellites for the IDF. This collaboration aims to enhance Israel's satellite capabilities with cost-effective solutions. That's your Israel 18 News update for the evening. We'll be back with more at 12 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.